Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots have made plenty of moves during the offseason when it comes to building the secondary. They signed safety Adrian Wilson, and when it comes to cornerbacks, well, they re-signed Aqib Talib, Kyle Arrington, and Marquise Cole. That being said, is there still room for improvement at the cornerback position, and will it be addressed in this year's draft? Well, we get to that and more in a bit, but first, here's a preview of the 2013 cornerback prospects. The Patriots have drafted at least one cornerback in the past three drafts, an area that seems to always be a work in progress. The team has started to solidify that position during the offseason with free agents, but there are still holes that could be addressed with the talent in this year's draft class. An unlikely pick by the Patriots, but the top corner this year is another Nick Saban product out of Alabama, Dee Milliner. His instinct and ability to read the field so well make him a desirable corner.
The way Coach Saban coaches and teaches you different things, not only, you know, just going there and watch film and different things, he's the one that gets you right for game day. He teaches you the lessons and values that you need on the field and off the field, just help you out all around as a coach.
Milliner will go quickly, but there are two others who look like they could be solid picks for New England, starting with Jamar Taylor out of Boise State. Taylor ran a 4.3 40 at the combine and made the Boise State defense worth mentioning during the season. He's a team leader and a diamond in the rough. A team captain for 2012, an eager and coachable athlete, makes Taylor a contender to be part of New England. As long as he stays coachable and dependable, he's certainly worthy of a Pats pick in the early rounds. Should the Patriots opt to save their decisions at cornerback for the later rounds, well, then Brandon Smith out of Georgia is a solid pick. He may be projected to go in the seventh round, but has an impressive resume. In the ESPN 150 rankings, Smith comes in at number 31. And in his senior year at Georgia, he made 50 tackles and had three kickoffs returned for touchdowns. Now, despite his accomplishments, he'll certainly need a lot of discipline coaching to succeed in the NFL. And now we bring in Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly to give us his expert opinion on the cornerback position. A lot of people think that the work still to be done on this team is with the wide receiver position, but maybe not so much. The secondary needs some work, too. Do the Patriots go for a cornerback early in this draft?
Yeah, even though they re-signed Aqib Talib, they re-signed Kyle Arrington, you still have Dennard. I think there's a need there because long-term, who's your number one cornerback? If Talib comes back for a year and has a great year, there's still a chance he leaves in free agency next year. And in the NFL, you can't have enough good cover guys. Offensively, yes, they need receivers, but you know with Gronk, Hernandez, Brady, they're going to move the ball through the air. Can they stop the ball through the air? So I still think they could add a top-level corner, first or second-round pick.
Well, some top-level corners include Dee Milliner, Xavier Rhodes, and Desmond Trufant. Any chance one of those top three guys end up here in a Patriots uniform?
I think there is a chance. I think when you look at a guy like Trufant, to me, he's that perfect size. He's bigger than the tiny corners, the Ellis Hobbs types. He's 6 feet, but he's not so big that he gets stiff, and he runs a 4.3 40. Obviously, he has the bloodlines from his brother Marcus and Isaiah in the league now. So I think Desmond Trufant might be the guy who would be most likely if you're talking about maybe the 29th pick going to a cornerback.
Okay, well, maybe some other guys in the later rounds. Let's say they don't go for a corner in the top three. What about some other guys that you have your eye on?
Well, the most intriguing guy, maybe one of the more intriguing guys in the draft, is Honey Badger. And everybody knows the story. He was a star at LSU, and I'm talking about Tyrann Mathieu, obviously, but then got kicked off the team, kicked out of school. A lot of people thought he would be the defensive player that would be the Heisman candidate last year, but he wasn't on the team. If you remember, they opened the year, he was watching from the stands, had drug issues, has spent time in rehab, was very impressive at the combine, sort of defending himself and talking about he has a new view on life and football and the importance. The only question I have in terms as a player, A, how high can you go because of the off-field risks? Is he a second-round pick? Is he a third-round pick? Talking about a guy who's probably was on his way to being a first-round pick. And what's his fit in terms of position? He played some slot corner at LSU, played some safety, played some cornerback. He's too small to be a safety in the NFL. You're talking about 5'9", 170-ish. Is there value in a slot corner? Patriots have Kyle Arrington. I just think the playmaker aspect to him, he also returns kicks and punts, would be very intriguing for a coach like Bill Belichick. Really, I think for the Patriots, you're hoping maybe they add a first or a second round corner. Even though they've kind of gone to that position a lot in recent years, I think a guy like Desmond Trufant first round would make a lot of sense.
I certainly would not rule out the fact that Tyrann Mathieu comes here. He's one of my picks. I think that he might end up being here.
He's intriguing. I mean, athleticism, and if you buy his story, if you buy that he cares about football more than he did, maybe you get a steal. Maybe you get a third-round guy who is really a first-round talent. We know Bill Belichick loves that value.
All right. Well, if you would like to hear more from Andy Hart and company from Patriots Football Weekly, they do have their podcast Mondays and Wednesdays on Patriots.com, so you can be sure to catch up with him more on that. So that'll wrap it up for us, right? You have anything else to add?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
All right, we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.